Yeah.
There's also, you know, significant there where, as your opinion is talking about, you know, consumer practice not really cultivating a conversion and
abortion.
I was with Ajahn Kalyano in Thailand. I went to an autopsy. And he was making that exact point. You know, when we were there, and like, he's like, you know, memorize all the organs so, you know, so you can risk what you're doing. So it's like, you know where they are in your own body. And it's actually bringing a peaceful state of mind because you actually know what's in there.
Yeah.
Not to create, because if you create a version, you're not going to want to go back to that meditation.
Yeah. I mean, I think it can't be emphasized enough that the body contemplations are not for creating aversion to the body or a sense of there was one monk who lived in Bangkok, and he got sort of it was just picked up in an extreme way, and he'd go to the autopsies every week at Sirila Hospital, and they finally banned him. It's kind of ghoulish. You know? I mean, it was just this miserable character. Liberation. You know, this if I can just have, you know, feel it's just so disgusting and so awful and cultivate enough distaste for it, then I'll be liberated, and it's really not that way at all. You're creating a familiarity and a disenchantment. But those qualities of dispassion, disenchantment are incredibly bright states of mind, wholesome states of mind.